This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. The Lok Sabha is holding a discussion on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025 as proposed by a joint parliamentary committee. The legislation seeks to enhance transparency in Waqf properties management, safeguard heritage sites and promote social welfare. Moving the bill, Union Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said, the consultation process of the Joint Parliamentary Committee was the largest ever exercise carried out by a parliamentary panel in India's democratic history. He said, the government wants to make the Waqf boards inclusive and secular. He said, the legislation has nothing to do with religious practice of Muslim and it only deals with the properties related to Waqf boards. The minister said the legislation is not intended to confiscate anyone's property.
ये कानून प्रोस्पेक्टिव है, रेट्रोस्पेक्टिव नहीं है. ये किसी का जमीन छीनने का कानून नहीं है. ये किसी का राइट, किसी का हनन करके उसका प्रॉपर्टी को हड़पने का नहीं है. राज्य सरकारों को अधिकार दिया गया है कि जो ऑलरेडी रजिस्टर्ड है उसका तो कोई डिस्प्यूट नहीं है, लेकिन जो डिस्प्यूटेड है, जो कोर्ट में पेंडिंग है, उसको हम यह कानून बना के कैसे हटा सकते हैं.
The minister said, as per the present bill, the Waqf boards will have representations of different Muslim sects and women. Mr. Rijiju accused the opposition of misleading people over the bill. The union minister questioned that India has the highest Waqf properties in the world, then why Indian Muslims are still poor? The minority affairs minister also moved the Musalman Waqf Repeal Bill 2024. Earlier, initiating the discussion, Gaurav Gogoi of Congress alleged that through this bill, the government wants to dilute the constitution, defame minorities and divide Indian society. Taking part in the debate, Anurag Thakur of BJP thanked several organizations for supporting the bill. He said, it is time to amend the Waqf as this has become a base of atrocity and corruption. Akhilesh Yadav of Samajwadi Party alleged that the legislation will hit the secular image of the country. TMC MP Kalyan Banerjee termed the proposed legislation as misconceived, irrational and arbitrary. A Raja of DMK termed the legislation as unconstitutional and anti-minority. Intervening in the debate, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said, no non-Muslim will come into the Waqf. He said there is no such provision to include any non-Muslim among those who manage the religious institutions.
Waqf mein koi गैर इस्लामिक सदस्य आएगा ही नहीं, ये स्पष्टता समझ लीजिए. ना मुतवल्ली गैर इस्लामिक होगा, ना वाकिफ गैर इस्लामी होगा. जो धार्मिक संस्थाओं का संचालन करते हैं उसमें कोई गैर मुस्लिम व्यक्ति रखने का प्रावधान किया भी नहीं है, हम करना भी नहीं चाहते हैं मान्य.
And now we go over live to our correspondent Anupam, who is at the parliament for details. So Anupam, what are the updates you have from the parliament?
Yes, Renuka, as we are reporting, the house is still holding discussion. So far, the house has already held deliberations for more than 10 hours from 12 noon onwards, in which prominent leaders from both government and opposition sides. Government has categorically said that bill is not intended to interfere in the religious practice of Muslim community. Rather, it is to bring transparency and proper management of work properties. However, opposition leaders accuse the government of targeting one particular minority group. Presently, Ziaur Rahman Burke of Samajwadi Party is speaking in the House. And after the discussion, Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju will reply to the discussion and will answer the questions raised by the opposition leaders on the bill. After that, the House will take up clause-by-clause consideration of the bill. Since most of the opposition parties are opposing this legislation, it is expected that they may press for division on different amendments moved by them.
Thank you so much for the updates. Meanwhile, various organizations across the country have welcomed the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025. The Parliament has passed the Immigration and Foreigners Bill 2025 with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. The Lok Sabha has already passed the bill. The legislation seeks to regulate immigration, entry and stay of foreigners in India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-nation visit to Thailand and Sri Lanka tomorrow morning. On the first leg of his tour, Mr. Modi will travel to Bangkok. And with that, we end this news bulletin.